When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Welcome to another episode of Holistic Health and Psych Coaching. I'm your coach for anxiety, Nick Jansen. Welcome aboard. And yeah, so today we're going to be talking about how to awaken authority in our soul, navigating dreams and self-discovery in a new world of the age of Aquarius. So yeah, so let's go with this. So before I also want to introduce a fellow guest speaker, Sandra Camacho, who's a business leader, life coach, mentor, facilitator. And she is the founder of Harmonics of Life and the podcast Compass in Compass Markets. Sandra brings a distinctive healing approach to coaching and business, using a practice with a blend of empathy, wisdom, and innovative strategies. Her unique perspective fosters the environment where individuals and organizations can thrive, focusing not just on professional success, but also on personal well-being. Sandra's commitments to holistic growth ensures that the transformative journey that transcends traditional coaching, leaving a lasting impact on the individuals and business she guides. Sandra, welcome to the podcast. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Nick, for having me here today.
You're welcome. Yeah, so today we're talking about keeping your dreams alive, keeping the dreams. I want to know more about, like, what happens if our dreams just die out or we get distracted from, you know, we all have a dream and we all aspire for success. And how do we take those falls? How do we also take the negatives from the natural progression?
Yes, this is very powerful, Enid, because keeping our dreams alive is very important. I think we came here for a reason, and one of that reasons is to accomplish that mission, that vision. And that vision comes just through our dreams, through what we really want to do in this journey, and what is the impact that we want to live in other people's lives. So it's very important for us to pursue this because it's also personal fulfillment. It gives you personal fulfillment, gives you happiness, and also keeps this heart desire in order for you to achieve what you want to achieve. So it's a natural motivation that is continuously running within yourself. And this is the natural motivation that you need, that all of us, we need to tap in. And it comes through keeping our dreams alive.
I really love the way you said, you know, a natural motivation, a fulfilling, a desire, a passion to follow. I understand that because we don't, if we just keep to the same thing, we don't tend to get caught in the same thing. It's a natural habit that our life creates, this habit. So it's not of doing or not doing. Sometimes we get upset when we don't do. We know what we should be doing to get that natural fulfillment. So, which comes back to understanding the true self and alignment. Can you tell me more about that, the true self alignment?
Yes, the true self alignment is about how we align our thoughts with our emotions, and also how we discern, what is the discernment between these two. So within ourselves, we have three brains. We have the in the mind, we have the heart, and we have in the gut. So in the gut, we have the discernment. And through this discernment is that we can we can see if we our emotions is aligned with our thoughts and vice versa. So being in this alignment, this is the true self. This is experiencing this truth within ourselves. There are other elements that is beside that. And those elements are, for example, the values, our passions, our dreams, what we want to do. And the process for us to align or to become conscious of what we really want and what we are pursuing is through this heart coherence, through this heart emotion mind alignment.
Yeah, that's beautiful, because I know we're talking here about being authentic to ourselves, right? True self,
yes.
And authentic to yourself. Mm-hmm. Alignment with us. I love the way you said, look, I know when I've got a little bit of depression or suppression or anything that goes from my mind, my first thing my mind goes, I was going to do an article on it, but my mind thinks about something that's, there's a traumatized, unresolved issue. And this is where the anxiety comes in. Then my mind goes right through my body, gets scanned and kicks into my stomach, the gut area. You mentioned the gut, which is really important. We don't really understand, be aware of our, you know, the processes of thinking and being aware, because we're going to talk about awareness. What could it actually happen to us, and where all the negative energy stores. So we've got the first thing that happens is that something is affecting us. So, you know, if we're in alignment with something, we're at a true place, yeah, you wouldn't get as much, you know, gut interference. You know, gut is the other brain. So as you mentioned, the third brain. Tell me more about that.
About the third brain? About heart coherence?
Yeah.
Yes. It's very important, because when we have this alignment, we start to become, like, we are connected to this external reality. So through that, through our senses, we are receiving the information, or we are gathering this information, and that has a mental process. So in that mental process, we start to, when we have our dreams and we have our passions, we start to look outside to see the possibilities to achieve that dream. So achieving that dream, also we test that dream within our heart. Is this coming from our heart? Is this coming from a true desire? And this true desire, what is the impact of that we are creating with this goal, with this dream? And is this dream ecologically something that is going to benefit people out there, or is something that is only for my own pleasure, for my own benefit? And this is something that we need to be very careful about, because in this particular moment is when we start to see the division. We see the division between what is a true desire, heart desire, and what is a desire from the ego. So the desire of the ego is something that comes, is connected with the mind, connected through the pleasure, connected to something that is going to nourish our body. Is something that is going to nourish, is going to create a pleasure, but is some kind of consequence with that. Is some kind of negative consequence when we start to do things coming from the ego. And I don't want to create a misunderstanding on this particular aspect, because even I have a hard desire, it's a mental process. I look for the external world, and also I look for this pleasure, for this fulfillment. So in this particular moment, there are two different cases. One that is coming for pleasure that is diminishing us, or the one that is causing pleasure that is uplifting us. So something that comes from the true self is always uplifting us. Something that comes from the ego is just creating dependency, is creating fear, and it's creating us in these low emotions. So now we need to live in this conscious process. And this conscious process is about becoming authentic, becoming self-aware, and becoming from within. Not from the the social conditioning that society, the social conditionings or the fear, because my family wants me to do this, or because I don't want to do it, but I need to do it because that is a that is my fear. So, and when I say this, is something, for example, this happened when people are young, because they try to pursue a career, or they try to pursue something that they want to do from the heart, but because cultural situations, cultural forces are making people to choose something different, or family pressures make people to choose something different, so they have not been authentic. So
that is
when I try to say about self-alignment, how aligned we are with our true desires, and how ecological is this desire. And I said to you before, something that is coming from the true self, coming from the heart, is always uplifting, is something pushing people up. It's also creating positive impact, because in that heart desire also comes the values. It's surrounded with the values. It's surrounded with the vision. It's surrounded with the passion, with the purpose.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. You know, when we talk about the ego, as I mentioned earlier, plays a few parts. It plays, the first thing it plays is it helps us towards aspire. It is an energy. We aspire, then yield the success, and the natural progression is to feel the fail. It's amazing how it does influence our life. But I like the idea that we need to also do a lot of self-work in this area. And also get in touch with our feelings, and they're, like you mentioned, understand the three minds, the heart, the gut, and the brain, and moving with the heart. But here's a deal. Sometimes we can get confused on this. My opinion that we also get confused on that. Sometimes we can be doing something, like if I detract from now podcasting or life coaching, or I find that, oh, okay, well, I need to create a source of income to support myself, then I'll take a job that's not really aligned with my true purpose. And even though it feels really good to take the next step, and it's very energetic also, right? And that's the trapment. And can we, like, if I was the busker on the street, I'll be busking, right? Singing, even if I didn't have a sandwich to have, you know, couldn't afford a sandwich there, whatever. But that desire, filling that desire, and aligning with that desire instead of going towards that. So it is a bit of a big step to take, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And so the role of fear and family dynamics, I mean, fear often kind of serves as a barrier pursuing our own dreams. It can stem from fear of failure, rejection, or even disapprovement of loved ones. Family dynamics really play a big role, and sometimes we have to sacrifice ourselves, in this area, for our, which moves against our dreams. And then there's always, there'll be always this conflicting, and what am I trying to say? Self-sacrifice will create these conflicts in our mind, body, and spirit, and that'll lead us into depression and anxiety and sadness if we are not aligned, and we seem to be entrapped forever. So just quickly just add on to that, if you wouldn't mind, about that.
I think it's very important for us to fulfill our dreams. If I really have a hard desire to accomplish something, I should go all the way to the end, no matter what happens. Because when we step back for that social conditioning or these family pressures, then we start to negate ourselves. We start to fall into depression. And I know the feeling. I went there before. I was pursuing my career, and for family conditionings, I have to give up and move again to another city, and and continue with my family. So for me, it was very painful. And I went through a period of depression, 2 years of depression. And this happened because I was frustrated. I didn't fulfill my dream. And that was a big lesson for me. And yeah. even everything, my heart was saying, don't give up, don't give up. I just ignored that call. And that is very painful. And that call is very powerful. So for me, it's never give up to that call. Never. Just pursue no matter what happens, no matter what the external situation is happening around you. And try to come to a terms, better terms with people that maybe is trying to convince you to come out of your path, because each of us, we have a path, and this is what is happening now. I know we are going to talk about the time of Aquarius, and the time of Aquarius is something, it's a transition of era that we are experiencing now. We are now in the era of Aquarius, and one of manifestations of that is technology. So Aquarius is talking about individuality, it's talking about ethics, it's talking about community, and how we are supporting, how are we supporting ourselves and how are we supporting others through our uniqueness, our self-development. Because in the past, everything was around the family, like people, the nucleus of society was the family. Now the nucleus of society is every individual person. So if I have a family, every single one within the family, they are individuals. They have their own dreams. They have their own uniqueness. They have their own journey. But all are together because of love, and that is the bond of love. And this is what we need to understand now, because this new era is one of the main values. We are living through the values of love. And many people will say, what do you mean with the values of love? Why, what do you mean with this? So if we see history, in before we were run by the structure of economy. So economy was moving every single aspect in society, was moving the politics, religion, the social aspect, the economical aspect. So the foundation, the structure was economic structure. Now, in this new reality, it's not economic structure anymore, because that economic structure, it was bringing different aspects. It was bringing a lot of things that were coming from the false self. And that false self brought the false power. It brought the ambition. It brought the very negative things, just in order to control, to keep the power. So now it's changing, because the planet is evolving, humanity is evolving, and we need to start to change our way of thinking. We need to start to change our way of acting. So now the new structure that is going to support society is the structure of love. And why no economic anymore? Because artificial intelligence is with us, and artificial intelligence is supporting us for us to get that income. Artificial intelligence is making businesses to be sustainable, to run in its own. A business can run in its own with artificial intelligence. So now what we need to do, we need to start to empower ourselves as a human beings, because we have been diminished by millennia. And it's now the time for every single individual to shine, to come to the light, to bring their uniqueness. And this is the reason that all of us, we need to start working in ourselves. Before, everybody were working just in pro to gain, make an income, external things. We want to achieve titles, studies, financial status. So can you see everything is external? Everything is what I have that I can show. But in this reality, in this time, it's not. It's about who you are, what is your talent, what is your passions, what do you want to do in your life? How are you going to contribute? Because each of us has a mission. What are we going to do? How are we going to create a better impact? And there are more new things coming for us that still we are not aware, but a new reality is coming. And we need to be prepared for that reality. And to be prepared is to start this self-knowledge, this introspection, this self-awareness. That is the journey that we are tapping at the moment. And this is the foundations. This is the foundations for the future. It's awaiting for us.
You touched down. You scored well. You touched down. Oh, what was done is the idea that self-awareness and education, and where are we? Computers, and embrace it instead of fear it, right? A lot of us are fearing.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
It. And I still feel like the ego, the values, and love above fear, and the ego has to play, move aside now. Right? That's, we need to understand the ego really more than ever, because it does try to entrap our minds.
Yes.
For us to move through and take the word receive, not take, receive the idea of the age of the Aquarius, fear. Love over fear is always wins. And whenever we're getting some depression or anxiety or anything like that, we need to be able to go back to our love, because that's where we live. And I love the way you said, we need to move with times and don't miss the boat, because it's like, technology is there to make us, to do the work for us. It's amazing. Here we are being transparent to the world, is kind of seeing and hearing what we're talking about, how important this message is to them. Whether if they're kind of alert and they drop the ego, sometimes the ego puts up a fence. We can't climb over to see value of the truth. Unfold their authentic selves. Yeah.
Yeah, and something that it's very important that you are saying, like, many people are at the moment maybe suffering anxiety or having these stress patterns, falling into fear. So the first thing they need to start realizing is that we need to be aware of the mind and what is the mind telling us? Because you were talking about the ego, and it's not about, it's more about reinforcing reinforcing our values. It's just reinforcing our values and how to be, how to nourish yourself in a natural way. Because the Mother Earth plays an immense role in this authenticity too. The more you are connected with nature, the better. Because when you are outdoors, like we are here, you receive so many lessons in many ways, like through nature. Also doing stuff through, for example, if you do bushwalking, doing bushwalking is not just go and walk in the bush. It's more than that. Going and doing bushwalking is starting to clear your space, your energetic space. It's also growing in different values and understanding values that becoming aware of some values. For example, becoming aware of your resistance, for example, weather conditions, or for example, your resilience when you are walking into the rocks and the track is not right. So you start to develop all these values. This is a natural way for us to start to become aware of those values and start to become them stronger. And the more you are outdoor, the better. So people that have a lot of anxiety, they have a lot of fear, the best medicine is to be out there in nature and start to grow and start to have this self-reflection and being silent with observing what is happening around them, be connected with like in their mind, being connected with nature. When I say silent, I mean don't allow. You can be doing bushwalking, but your mind is caught in the negative situation that you have in the morning or 2 weeks ago or a month ago. So it's not about that. It's about really enjoying the present. And this is a very important element that we are bringing here. In order for you to be aligned with yourself, we need to be in the present time. It's not about going to the past or keeping in the future. Because usually when we go to the past and we go to the future, we skip the present. And we have been there for millennia, all the time in this chase. Like thinking the negative stuff from the past, what I did, what I should do, why I did this, or why I didn't buy that, or thinking in the future. I need to buy this, I need to achieve this, I need to follow this. Okay, what about the present moment? What happened when you are able to feel yourself? Because this present moment is very important for you to feel. And this is some of the big disconnections that we have. If we don't feel, how are we going to have this heart coherence? How are we going to understand ourselves? How are we going to see what is the situation that is making us to create this conflict or this anxiety? Because what is anxiety? Anxiety is the mismatch, is the conflict between your heart and your mind.
Absolutely. We have to learn. I love what you're saying. I think we also need to, you know, really confront our ego and embracing the love. Also be able to transcend limiting beliefs. We've got some stuck stuff there, right? Lots of limiting beliefs. Like, I can't do that. You know, it's not about saying, I can't do this, right? There is some wall there that kind of holds us back. I can't do this. It should be, you know, I'm going to do this. And, but there's this transient, you know, also, you can talk a little bit more about the ego, but we need to be recognized the influence, really be aware of what the ego does to us, for us, against us. But, you know, talking about, again, the power. A lot of acceptance, a lot of come, all this sort of stuff, and you know, but there's a lot of internal work required. Like, you know, we can't mention. I think we cannot mention this enough because it's so easy for the ego to take over. It's got its own mission, its own agenda. But I think so it's a wonderful concept. You know, let's live in the age of the Aquarius. Let's come on to a little few questions here. We're gonna have to wind up a wonderful podcast here. So what's two things best way to confront our fears?
I think the best way to confront our fears is just to I just said before, the first thing is just be in the present.
Yeah.
So don't skip. That is the first thing, be in the present. The second thing is feel. What is the fear about? What is happening? Where is this fear coming from?
Yeah.
It's coming from something external. What is the trigger that is making that emotion? Because anything that is creating a trigger from the external world is something that is within yourself. So what is that fear? What is the trigger? Start to identify what is happening. And after when this trigger happens, just see the emotions that you have. And just be silent. Be silent. This is very important. When I said silent, it's silent of your mind. Don't jump into conclusions. Don't start to justify yourself. Don't start to victimize yourself. Don't start to say, this is happening. Don't start to victimize yourself. And then when you are able to have this clarity, in this silence, is when you start to realize that you are able to, it's when the insight comes to you. It's when the answer comes to you.
Right. Like at the moment, before we even started podcasting, I did have an influence by my environment. I know that we are moving toward teaching people love. And straight away, I got distractions happening, you know. But like you said, I went out of my present moment and started feeling the anxiety, the environment and the thought of the environment. Past experiences kind of taught me to lose it, to lose my presence, which is normal. And the point is, I had to come back to my training. I had to say to myself, Nick, you don't have control of this. You have to park it to the side for a little bit and come back to it later instead of feeding on it, right? And that's a lot of people don't get. And I'm through meditation, right? On mindfulness, we have the ability to be observer. And if we just say that, you know, well, the control of something, we try to control it, and it's the ego empowering itself on the control. And the moment we say, I don't have control of this at this moment, I don't need to control it, the universe will do what it needs to do. It's got its own agenda. I can't control the damn. I will deal with it in a little bit long. A lot of us don't have that to understand that we don't have control.
Yeah,
no, we can learn for a little bit. Able to get back to the podcast, back to what I missed today.
Yeah, and you touch very powerful point, because why you lose control? You lose control because you have this faith, because you have this trust, and that trust is from this powerful source that created you. It could be depending on the belief system that you have, could be the creator, the source, God. So having this trust in God, having this trust in the creator, is you don't need to control anything, because the creator is looking after you all the time. And this is a very powerful comment that you make there, because through this connection with our internal creator, with our creator, that is the power. He's giving us everything. So why we are worried about controlling everything? So we do our best. We have control in the normal things that we need to control. But when we lose control of those things, if we are unable to respond to that in that particular moment, so have faith and trust that everything is going to be all right. But you need to continue working. You need to continue doing stuff in order for you to get results. So when you have this trust, this faith, it's no need to feel anxious. It's no need for you to feel depressed. It's no need for you to have these negative emotions. And this is where go back again to this connection. It's going back again to this heart coherence. It's going back again to this alignment with the values. It's going back again to this connection with Mother Earth. So we are tapping into very positive elements that is supporting us in order to step out of emotions that are below the line, that is pushing, that is draining our energy, that is creating chaos. It's no need for us to keep in that chaos. It's no need for us to keep in that fear. What's the point?
Yeah, so let's all surrender to the universe. The universe, it's got its own agenda. Love the way you said, God's got our back, you know. The universe has got our back. We're looked after. And we let it flow where it needs to go. But we still need to be, you know, with ourselves to understand, to be aware. Be aware. So before we wind up, Sandra and everyone, our podcast, a couple of questions now. What's a good another question to wind up? In a short definition, define true self-alignment and what steps can the individual take to achieve it?
Yeah, I think the true self-alignment, we have been talking from the beginning, is more about the heart coherence, being in the present, listening to what is happening, and then just take action. Yes. So this heart coherence is very powerful because it's the alignment between your mind, your heart, and the discernment that you have, the thought that you gave to the passion and the thoughts that you have about that emotion. So that is very powerful. Being in the present, because being in the present, you are aware of what is happening within yourself, within your heart, your mind, and because being present, you are connected with the discernment that you are having. And listening is very important, because when you are in this alignment and you have your mind silent, so connected with your heart and in this idea, when you are just aligned with that, an insight comes to you. So a realization, this is when the answers come to you. And the only thing we need to do is just take action on that answers and start to do what your heart and your mind is telling you. It's not about what others, yeah.
Another way, just the sober, what comes for me is get into the silence if you can. I'll train our mind to get into silence all the time. And then again, I'll come back to, like, we don't have the control, just let it go. And for someone, like, what advice would you give to someone feeling trapped in their survival mode or a survival mode and unsure of how to break free, as from your coaching perspective? What would you tell your clients, and so, you know, when you see them doing that?
Yeah, this is a really good question, Nick, because usually when clients come to me, the most common answer is, it's not my fault, it's someone else's fault. Someone else's fault. So always we see ourselves as a victims. So, and anything that is happening in the external world is because we need to learn a lesson from that, and we were the ones who produced that. So how are we going to take responsibility for the actions that, for the experiences that we are having in that particular moment? Yeah. So
this thing, right?
Yes. Yes. So we need to start from ourselves. We need to start giving ourselves self-love and be compassionate about yourself. Don't judge yourself. Just accept what it is. That is another thing. We need to accept what it is, because we just justify ourselves. No, we don't need to justify. We just need to accept, and we need to take action in many ways. So how are we going to take action on that? And start to have this self-reflection, and start to see why this is happening, and start to discover the truth behind that. What is this situation is showing me? How I am going to overcome this situation? So it happens to us all the time.
Mm, I love it. Love it. Just one more question. In your opinion, what are the top three qualities a coach should possess to effectively support clients on their journey to self-discovery, to everything we basically shared today? What are the,
Yes, I think the first one is we need to be very honest. with our clients, very honest. So be there for them. That is one. The second one, we need to be excellent listeners, because by listening, we start to understand what is happening in their world. We see where they are coming from. Also, we need to be very empathic. Empathetic? Yes, we need to develop a lot of empathy and be there in their shoes. So that is very powerful.
Yeah. I know that validation, people need to be heard. So that's the only way that can tap into themselves if they're given a chance. Nobody listens to anybody. We're so distracted these days. Beautiful. So I think we got to conclude it now, Sandra. Thank you so much for joining us. But before we wind up, how can our listeners get in touch with you?
Thank you, Nick. I have my listeners can send me an email. My email is harmonicsforlife.webinars@gmail.com. Also, through WhatsApp is +61 457 808 440. Also through my Facebook is Sandra Camacho. You can find me through Facebook. And also, I run challenges every month. And my challenge is called Make Your Purpose Your Business. So the announcements will be done on Facebook every month, and you are welcome to join us in the challenge. So in this challenge, we talk about purpose, values, and leadership, and how to become, how to bring the best from yourselves.
Yes. We will post that on our description. So please send me all those details that you mentioned.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure. And I know there's a lot of people who'd like to get in touch with you because you've got so much value, and there's a few things that actually you touched my heart today with it, how to, you know, keeping us open to it. And I really enjoyed learning from you, and there's so much wealth of information, and we just got to keep practicing and unfolding ourselves to be able to see and feel the age of the Aquarius.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you so much for having me here today. And it was really nice to be in your podcast.
Thank you. Such a pleasure to have you.
Thank you
for joining us, everyone. And thank you, Sandra, once again, for beautiful, beautiful presence and information.
So, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Yeah. See you. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.